In this bulletin, the UK coronavirus death toll passes 100,000. A former Melbourne school principal set to arrive in Australia to face child sexual abuse charges. In cricket, the Melbourne Stars crash out of the Big Bash League at the final hurdle. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. The United Kingdom has reached a grim new milestone, with a number of coronavirus deaths passing 100,000. The deaths are more than the country's civilian toll in World War II and twice the number killed in the 1940-41 Blitz bombing campaign, although the total population was lower then. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his thoughts are with families who've lost a loved one.
On this day, I should just really repeat that I am deeply sorry for every life that has been lost, and of course as Prime Minister I take full responsibility for everything that the government has done. What I can tell you is that we truly did everything we could and continue to do everything that we can to minimise loss of life and to minimise suffering.
The former principal of a Jewish girls' school in Melbourne is expected to arrive in Melbourne today, completing her long-awaited extradition from Israel to face child sexual abuse charges. It will be the first time Malka Leifer has set foot on Australian soil since 2008, when she fled to Israel after learning three of her former students intended to file a complaint with police. Ms. Leifer will go into hotel quarantine for 14 days upon her return. It's believed she could appear before Melbourne Magistrates Court virtually as early as this week for an initial hearing over 74 charges of child sex offences. She will be entitled to apply for bail. Residents of Sydney's southwest and seven regions in Queensland are being urged to get tested for COVID-19 after fragments of the virus were detected at wastewater treatment plants. The affected areas in Queensland are Condon in the Townsville region, Cairns South, Cairns Marlin Coast, Maroochydore, Polgal in the Hervey Bay region and Yeppoon. Australia recorded a ninth consecutive day of no new locally acquired coronavirus cases yesterday. Four new infections were detected in hotel quarantine, two in New South Wales and one each in Victoria and Western Australia. Hospitals in Indonesia's hardest hit areas have hit capacity as the country records 1 million COVID-19 infections. There have been over 28,000 deaths in the country, with the highest number of infections in Southeast Asia. The Philippines has abandoned a plan to allow children aged 10 to 14 years to go outside their homes for the first time since March last year. It follows the identification of the first case of the British variant of the coronavirus in the country. Some children in low-risk areas were to be allowed outside from February 1, but the president says they should instead stay inside and watch television. In cricket, the Melbourne Stars have crashed out of the Big Bash League at the final hurdle, failing to take enough points off Sydney Sixers in the regular season's final match. The Stars needed to claim all 4 points on offer at the MCG to make it into the finals in fifth place. Meanwhile, the Brisbane Heat have cemented a spot in the Big Bash League finals series. Australia Test star Manus Labuschagne put in a player of the match performance, helping the Heat secure a place in the top five with a thrilling 6-run win over the Perth Scorchers. Here's the moment captured by Fox Sports.
Well done, the Heat. That is a huge win. Jeez, they made hard work of it. Oh, that was exciting right to the last ball, but they've done it.
The Melbourne Renegades denied the Hobart Hurricanes a spot in the finals, scoring an upset 11-run victory. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide sunny, 27. Melbourne partly cloudy, 22. Hobart wind easing cloudy, 17. Canberra morning shower or 2, 23. Wollongong shower or 2, 22. Sydney much the same, 25. Newcastle showers, 26. Brisbane partly cloudy, 32. Cairns possible shower, 31. Darwin rain, possible storm, 32. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.